By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. We always begin each and every morning by listening to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, it is. Firstly, we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all He has given us. And this is something, yes, I remind you each and every single day. Every day we must wake up in the morning and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings He has given us. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we've heard many a time, that when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those blessings which He has bestowed upon us, He increases those blessings. He showers His rahmat, His mercy upon us. And when we thank Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows us with even more blessings. He blesses our time even more, our lives even more, our sustenance, our health, our wealth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us. But my dear viewers, is something we must remember, that each and every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many orders, which we find within the glorious Quran, in the sunnahs, in the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have all been blessed. And this is the whole, you know, the point of Rise and Shine, to tell us all, let's be positive, let's be happy. Let's say Alhamdulillah, let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has given us. Try to remove, some people may have worries, some people may have difficulties in their lives. But remember that sometimes we think that everybody else is happy, it's only me that's sad. No. Everybody, and this is, we have these emotions that we're human, it's normal. Even the people who have everything, they're not always happy. That's why it said you can buy a house, you can't buy a home. You know, you can buy the biggest of houses, it doesn't mean you are happy in the house. So, my dear viewers, everybody has some sort of difficulty, some sort of sadness, and some days we're happy, some days we are sad. This is normal. But if there is any sadness, if there is anything which we are worried about, then we must always remember that. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, He shall open the pathway for you. He shall make things easier for you. And let's begin, as usual, on Rise and Shine, by listening to the glorious Quran. Now remember, Alhamdulillah, you know, the Quran is going to be read. This is recorded. So please do give your attention towards the glorious Quran. Pay your attention to the glorious Quran. And for those who understand the Urdu language, they'll also be able to, everyone will be able to hear it, they'll understand. Inshallah, the translation of the glorious Quran, to make good intentions. And let's listen to the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم
جنہیں ہم نے کتاب دی ہے وہ جیسی چاہیے اس کی تلاوت کرتے ہیں وہی اس پر ایمان رکھتے ہیں اور جو اس کے منکر ہوں تو وہی زیاکار یعنی نقصان اٹھانے والے ہیں
یا بنی إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين.
اے اولاد یعقوب یاد کرو میرا احسان جو میں نے تم پر کیا اور وہ جو میں نے اس زمانے کے سب لوگوں پر تمہیں بڑھائی دی.
واتقوا یوما لا تجزی نفس عن نفس شیئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعت ولا هم ينصرون.
اور ڈرو اس دن سے کہ کوئی جان دوسرے کا بدلہ نہ ہوگی اور نہ اس کو کچھ لے کر چھوڑیں اور نہ کافر کو کوئی سفارش نفع دے اور نہ ان کی مدد ہو.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
اور جب ابراہیم کو اس کے رب نے کچھ باتوں سے آزمایا تو اس نے وہ پوری کر دکھائیں. فرمایا میں تمہیں لوگوں کا پیشوا بنانے والا ہوں. عرض کی اور میری اولاد سے. فرمایا میرا عہد ظالموں کو نہیں پہنچتا.
وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّا.
اور یاد کرو جب ہم نے اس گھر کو لوگوں کے لیے مرجع اور امان بنایا اور ابراہیم کے کھڑے ہونے کی جگہ کو نماز کا مقام بناؤ.
وَأَعْهِدْنَا إِلَى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود.
اور ہم نے تاکید فرمائی ابراہیم و اسماعیل کو کہ میرا گھر خوب ستھرا کرو طواف والوں اور اعتکاف والوں اور رکوع و سجود والوں کے لیے.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وبئس المصير.
اور جب عرض کی ابراہیم نے کہ اے رب میرے اس شہر کو امان والا کر دے اور اس کے رہنے والوں کو طرح طرح کے پھلوں سے روزی دے جو ان میں سے اللہ اور پچھلے دن پر ایمان لائیں. فرمایا اور جو کافر ہوا تھوڑا برتنے کو اسے بھی دوں گا پھر اسے عذاب دوزخ کی طرف مجبور کروں گا اور وہ بہت بری جگہ ہے پلٹنے کی.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
اور جب اٹھاتا تھا ابراہیم اس گھر کی نیویں یعنی بنیادیں اور اسماعیل یہ کہتے ہوئے کہ اے رب ہمارے ہم سے قبول فرما بے شک تو ہی تو سنتا جانتا اے رب ہمارے اور کر ہمیں تیرے حضور گردن رکھنے والے اور ہماری اولاد میں سے ایک امت تیری فرما بردار اور ہمیں ہماری عبادت کے قاعدے بتا اور ہم پر اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ رجوع فرما بے شک تو ہی ہے بہت توبہ قبول کرنے والا مہربان.
صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Reviews of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azzurul, you are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, we have listened to the glorious Quran. We shall now be moving on to Naat of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, remember the Naat is from the sunnahs. Yes, reciting a Naat is from the sunnahs of the companions, the actions of the companions. And this can also be classed as a sunnah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever actions he performed, this is a sunnah. The blessed sayings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, each and every single day we have a daily hadith sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those actions which the companions had performed in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet ﷺ encouraged it, accepted it, allowed it, this is also from the Sunnah, my reviews of Madani Channel. And Rasulullah ﷺ himself would say to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, this is one example, the famous, because he's even amongst the companions, he's famous as a Naat Khan. And generally, the Naat Khan is something we use in the Indian subcontinent, and those individuals from there is what they call him. They call him a Naat Khan, meaning a person who recites Naat Sharif, a person who praises the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu, he too would recite poetry in praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also say to Hazrat Hassan, you know, that you have praised me, now praise this person, now praise Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So from this we learn that we can also recite poetry in praise of the companions, in praise of the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because each and every single one of them, they did a huge favor upon us for their sharing the deen, their spreading the deen, their going out. They could have been like me and you, who we do nothing. We spend our day wasting our time. I'm not saying that everybody's wasting their time, dear viewers, but we spend our days living our own life, you can say. Living our own life. And how much time do we spend calling others towards righteousness? We don't do much of this. They could have also continued to live life. They could have enjoyed life, as you would say. But they decided to sacrifice the ease, to sacrifice the wishes of their desires, what they may have been, in order to become completely subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to leave everything and go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spread the deen. And it is from those individuals that the deen has reached us. So we must respect and honor such people. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then inshallah we shall hear about our topic, what topic we have today, to find out inshallah. First listen to the Naat Sharif and stick with us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
نہ کوئی آپ جیسا تھا نہ کوئی آپ جیسا ہے کوئی یوسف سے پوچھے مصطفیٰ کا حسن کیسا ہے اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے جلوائے جانانا
گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے اب سنگے در جانانا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانانا
اے جلوائے جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے جلوائے جانانا
اے جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ ना कहते कुछ, वो करते ना करते कुछ, ऐ काश वो सुन लेते मुझसे मेरा अफसाना, ऐ काश वो सुन लेते मुझसे मेरा अफसाना।
आका शम्मे रिसालत है, आलम तेरा परवाना
परवाना,
तू माहे नुबुवत है, जलवाए जाना
सरकार के जलवों से, रोशन है दिले नूरी सरकार के जलवों से, रोशन है दिले नूरी ताहशर रहे रोशन, नूरी का ये काशाना ताहशर रहे रोशन, हाँ रोशन नूरी का ये काशाना।
आका शम्मे रिसालत है, आलम तेरा परवाना
परवाना,
तू माहे नुबुवत है, जलवाए जाना
है, जलवाए जाना ऐ जलवाए जाना।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today we have another topic, a new topic. Who are fortunate? Well, that's the topic today. The fortunate, my dear viewers, those individuals who have been favored. If we pose it as a question. And there's a very, very simple answer to this. The simple answer to this is those with Iman. But it's not only that. It's those who have Iman and die with Iman. Or that those who die in such a state that they have Iman, that they leave this world for the eternal abode. But when they die, they have Iman. Because my dear viewers of Madani Channel, 7 billion people all over the world. From amongst these 7 billion, how many of them are Muslim? How many of them have been favored? How many of them generally are Muslims? Alhamdulillah, a huge number, but not everybody. But not everybody. And from this huge number that are Muslims, the ones who were, I would say, really, really lucky are those people who were born in a Muslim family. Really, if there's something you should be thankful for, and the first thing you should be thankful for, undoubtedly we should be thankful for the greatest of blessings we have been given. And the greatest of blessings is our Iman. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those that were born in a Muslim family, for them, they should be even, we should be even more thankful, because it was handed to us in a way, you can say. We are lucky that we were born as Muslims, Alhamdulillah. Thumma Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We were born as Muslims. And there are some people who were not born as Muslims, but they chose to become Muslims. They chose this path. Them people are also the fortunate ones. Even from amongst all of these Muslims, my dear viewers, What certainty do we have? What guarantee do we have? Remember, there's only one true guarantee in life, and this is death. You know, death is something which is inevitable. Everybody understands that we are going to die. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the question is, how many of us, when we die, will we still have Iman? Because we are living this, you know, we are living this life, we are living on a path. And this is a path which has many thorns and many obstacles. You know, this path is something which is very, very thin. And it's very, very delicate, very difficult to pass along this path without falling into sin or even possibly a person losing his Iman. So the most important thing is for us to first be thankful that we are Muslims. If there is anybody who is not a Muslim and they are watching, then I would like to invite them to embrace this beautiful religion of Islam. There are many reasons, alhamdulillah. And the beautiful thing about it, my dear viewers, whoever it is that is watching, the most beautiful thing about it is I don't need to speak about one particular aspect. Whatever we say about Islam, whatever, for example, just today's topic, about those who are fortunate, whatever we say, alhamdulillah, we always refer it back to the Quran, to the Sunnah, to the noble characteristics of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in every single aspect of our deen, of our religion, there is beauty. In everything, it's beautiful in every single way. And if it was fortunate are those people who have Iman firstly. Fortunate are those people, even from amongst the Muslims, there are many people who do not read their prayer. From amongst Muslims, sadly, this is the reality, but sadly there are people who do not keep their fasts, the fasts of Ramadan, which are obligatory. Other fasts we should keep. If we can keep, we should keep those fasts. But they're not obligatory upon us, unless they do somehow become obligatory upon us. That's another matter. Generally, only the fasts of Ramadan are farz upon us, my dear viewers. But sadly, many people don't keep those fasts. Many people, we call ourselves Muslims, but we tell lies. We call ourselves Muslims, but we backbite. We call ourselves Muslims, but we possess enmity, we possess jealousy for another Muslim. We call ourselves Muslims, and others are not protected from us. Either physically, we are harming somebody, verbally, we may be casting aspersions, casting vulgar, wrong, filthy language at others. Others, we call ourselves Muslims, and others are not protected from us. We call ourselves Muslims, but we do not recite the glorious Quran. We call ourselves Muslims, my dear viewers, think about this. We call ourselves Muslims, but we don't know sometimes how to recite the glorious Quran. Something we need to think about. We call ourselves Muslims, but we don't know how to pray our salah properly. We don't know about those things which will invalidate our prayer. Now, reading salah is not just, you know, raising your hands and placing them beneath your navel and going into ruku, going into sujood. But there are rulings to this. There are things within this which can break your salah. So many people, they will begin their salah and then they'll, you know, release both hands or do something with both hands. This could break our salah. Sometimes we perform other actions. For example, even our clothing may not be appropriate, which will affect our salah. So my dear viewers, we call ourselves Muslim, but we don't really know about the teachings, how to recite the Quran properly, how to read our prayer, how to perform our ablution properly. We are not aware, yet we call ourselves Muslims. And sadly, we call ourselves Muslims, but we don't know about the seerah, the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. I remember once an individual was asked, it's not something I'm making up, it's normative, this is true. In, you know, one city, I won't even name the city, but, you know, we were going on Neki Ki Da'wat, and a friend was telling me later, you know, a brother told me, he said to me that I asked one person, I said to him, do you know where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born? And I'll mention the answer, what he said. He says that, yeah, he was born in Pakistan. Now, to be honest, this is sad. You know, this may make some people possibly even laugh, but this is sad that we don't know much about that person whom, if we do not love him more than our parents, more than our families, more than our children, then we cannot become true believers. And that same person who should be our role model, our greatest role model, who is the greatest of all of mankind in every single way, in every single manner. It's sad that we call ourselves Muslims and followers of that person, but we don't even know much, close to nothing, about his seerah, about his biography. I hope everybody does know the correct answer to this. For those that are not aware, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And I'm sure most people would be aware of this, in this beautiful city in where we find the Masjid al-Haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not born in al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, meaning during his life he left Makkah Al-Mukarramah and he moved, you can say, to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. But my dear viewers, this again is a question, isn't it? What do we know about the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We call ourselves Muslim, but we don't know much. So the topic for today, the fortunate. Who are those people who are fortunate? Who are the fortunate? Firstly, we've said those people who have iman and die upon iman. Because we must remember that, alhamdulillah, you know, we can testify that there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the creator of each and every single thing, the creator of mankind, jinnkind, whatever you think of, he's the creator of everything. And his qualities, my dear viewers, you know, there's no limit. He blessed us with iman. Only, and you know, we are told even within the glorious Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that some people, they consider it to be a favor to you that they are accepting Islam. And tell them, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are not favoring the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not favoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by accepting Islam. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you and hadakum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you towards the deen. This is what we must remember. We have been favored. It is us, whether we are Muslims or not Muslims, it doesn't matter. It does not affect the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, it does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It only affects us. Remember, we have been favored. Now we testify there is no God other than Allah, and that the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, is his servant and messenger, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he once said that, do you know the similitude, the example of your wealth, the example of your family, and the example of your a'mal, of your actions? And the companions, they reply that Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. The O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, he says that the examples of your family, your wealth, and your actions, these are like three brothers. That these are like three brothers. You are close to your death. You know, you are feeling ill, you are going to die. And you approach one of these brothers and you say to this brother that, now I am going to die, what will you do for me? And this brother replies that, I will remain with you, I will help you until you die, I will serve you. And when you do die, you know, I will bathe you, and then I will shroud you. You know, I will bathe you, perform your ghusl, and I will shroud you. I will fulfill all the rites of your funeral. And then I will leave. And then you ask the next brother, what will you do for me? And that brother says that, I will serve you, I will stay with you until you die. After that, I'll return home. And there's a third brother who says that, I will remain with you until you die. And even once you have died, when you enter your grave, I will always be with you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that this is the example of your family, your wealth, and your actions. Your family, they will remain with you until you die. Your family, they will perform your ghusl. Now, this is another question, that how many of us know how to perform the ghusl of the person who has passed away? The ghusl, how to wash the dead body. How many of us are able to wash our dead body? And this is a sad reality, that when our mother passes away, our father passes away. Obviously, if it's mother, then it's for the daughters. If it's father, then it's for the sons. You could say the women for the mother, or the males for the sons. Maybe nephews, nieces, grandchildren, maybe. But the sad reality is, if our father was to pass away and we don't know how to perform their ghusl, sad reality is, if our mother was to pass away and we do not know how to perform their ghusl, and this is just something I was thinking about, Allahu Akbar. That person we love so much. We love them so much. You know, our parents. We love our father so much. We love our mother so much. And when, you know, we try to take care in every single little manner. We try to be very, very careful. You know, when they're ill, we pay more attention. We will spend all our time with them. Even if they need feeding, we will feed them. But then when the time comes and they pass away, we are not able to perform their ghusl. Why? Why do we think that, that's it, we'll take them to the masjid and somebody will perform ghusl? Yes, somebody may perform ghusl. Unless you say that person, he performs ghusl properly, he knows how to do it, very good, alhamdulillah. But tell me, will he be able to perform ghusl the way you will be able to do it. This is your mother. To you, it's your mother. To him or her, to the other person, it's another body. This is what it is. It's another body. My dear viewers, really, I humbly request you, learn how to perform the ghusl of those people who have passed away. And alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties of Da'wat Islami, that we, you know, they provide you with this education. They teach you how to even perform the ghusl, the washing of the dead body. My dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall move to our daily reminder and then we shall return to our topic. In fact, we've not even completed this story of the three brothers, my dear viewers. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to our daily reminder and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers, without the self-control of the nafs, a good many of us are infected by showing off. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, Allah Azzawajal has made paradise haram for every show off. Now, what is showing off? It is using words or actions to impress people. It is possible to show off in three ways: one in faith, two in worldly matters, and three in worship. Someone who makes worship apparent in exchange for fame will be humiliated on the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever acts for fame, Allah Azzawajal will humiliate him. Whoever shows off with his deeds, Allah Azzawajal will torment him. My dear Islamic brothers, before beginning any good deed, take a long, hard look at your heart and ask yourself, am I doing this for the sole pleasure of Allah, or am I doing this to please others? And then reflect and reframe and change that intention and make sure that you do that good deed solely to please Allah Azzawajal.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, mashallah, that was our daily reminder. Now, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We were speaking about the example which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving. The example of the three brothers, that your family, your wealth, and your a'mal, your actions, that these are like three brothers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, you know, the example of these is like three brothers. One brother says, I shall remain with you until you die, and I will even, you know, perform your bathing, the ghusl we were just speaking about, and then I shall shroud you. And another brother says that I'll remain with you until you die, but when you die, then I will leave. And the third brother says that I will remain with you until you die, and then even once you have died and you have been lowered into your grave, I will also remain with you. Now, my dear viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us this example that your family will be with you. And in fact, in this day and age, you're lucky if your family is with you until you die. Because sadly, we have nowadays we think work is more important than looking after our parents. And sometimes people are in a difficult situation. We can't, you know, speak about individuals, but generally, when a person is able to look after his own family, when a person is able to look after his own parents, but he chooses not to, then there's a problem. Again, it's the same thing. You're sending them to an old age home, who is going to look after them? Will they be able to give them that love? And whose duty is it to look after them? To them, it's just another patient, is what we must remember. No. We must look after our own parents. We must take care of our own parents. When we were young, when we were a baby, our parents took care of us. Everything. And honestly, when you know, a person really understands when he has his own child, is when a person truly understands, you know, how difficult it is when that child is keeping you awake at night. And the child is not allowing you to sleep because the child is crying, whatever the reason may be. My dear viewers, this is what our parents did for us when we were babies, when we were infants. And we were in our nappies. Nappies is what we say in the United Kingdom. In other places around the world, we'll call them diapers. When we were in our nappies, in our diapers. They would do everything for us. And now that they are becoming old, are we going to discard them? This is again something we must think about. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives this example. Yes, your family, they will remain with you until you die. You are lucky if in this day and age if they do remain with you, if they do serve you, if they do aid you. When you pass away, they will perform your ghusl. Make this intention, inshallah, we shall learn how to perform the ghusl. So that when a close family members of ours passes away, that we ourselves are able to perform the ghusl. So when he passes away, then we shall perform the ghusl. And when that person goes into the grave, then you shall, you know, shroud him and place him in the grave. But then that family, once they have placed you into the grave, that family will not remain with you. They may wait there half an hour, 10, 20 minutes, half an hour, even 1 hour, 2 hours. They may stay there the entire day. But tell me, when night approaches, will they stay there the entire night? And in some countries, yes, they do. In some countries, yes, it happens that people get together, they recite the Quran, you know, at the graveyard, and they even remain there for 40 days. So those people are really fortunate. They must have done something really, really well. You know, that people remain by the grave and people visit their graves. But how long for? A few days? Maybe a month if you're lucky? And 40 days if you're lucky? It doesn't really get past that. Then you're going to be on your own. Your family leaves you. Your family needs to leave you. They need to continue with their life. They can't be by your graveside for their entire life. So your family leaves you. This is like the first brother, who will help you until he die, place you in your grave and leave you. What does the second brother say? That I'll remain with you as long as you're alive, but when you die, then I'll leave you. And this is your wealth. That you could spend your entire life. You can spend your entire life seeking, trying to attain this wealth of the world. And yes, it's important for us to, you know, earn a living, no doubt about it. But should we give that importance over our deen? Should we give that importance over our action? This is what we shall come to. No matter how much you earn, you can gain mountains of wealth. You can become a billionaire. But no matter how much it is, as soon as you die, then that wealth, it goes to the inheritors. It's not going to stay with you. But what will happen to you? You will be in the same situation, in the same manner that another person was buried, or even a faqir, even a very, very poor person. Nobody knew him. He was buried in the shroud, in the white shroud, 3 pieces of cloth. Maybe 5 if it's a woman. Then you will also be buried. You may be a billionaire, but you will also be buried in those few pieces of cloth. There's no difference between yours and that person's. Your wealth does not remain with you. And then there's the third brother, who says that I shall stay with you now, and even when you die, I shall go with you into your grave. And this is your actions, this is your a'mal. your good actions which you perform, your good and bad actions, those things which you did. If it's that you woke up in the morning and you, with good intentions, you listen to the glorious Quran, these good actions shall come with you into your grave. Whether you listen to the Na'at Sharif, you recited the Na'at Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these good actions will go with you in your grave. If you had the intention to watch Madani channel, to attain, to learn about your deen, about your religion, this is a good action, this shall go with you in your grave. Praying your 5 daily salah will go with you into your grave. Fasting during the month of Ramadan, fasting general, whenever, these are all actions which will go with you in your grave. Now think of it, think about it. Which is the best from the three? Yes, your family have their rights. We're not trying to reduce the rights and the greatness of the family. No, you must respect them, you must honor them. The family have their rights. But my dear viewers, how long will your family be with you? Will you perform wrong actions for your family? If your wife was to say to you to do something wrong, or you know, you're not earning enough money, to do such and such action, it doesn't matter if it's haram, we need money, look at our situation. Are you going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn a haram living for your children, for your family? Is this what you are going to do? How long will your family stay with you? But the actions which you performed, how long will they stay with you? Now remember, even if they are sins, they are going with you in your grave. Your family will leave you when you have died. When you have been buried, you are buried, your family will leave you. But your actions will go with you. So are you going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please your family? Are you going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please your family? No, we should never do this. Those things which are in accordance to the Sharia, yes, give it to them. And in fact, some things come under their rights for us to give to them, for us to provide for them. For those things that are not contrary to Sharia, remember, spending on your family is a form of sadaqah. There are some people who think, you know, I don't like to spend a lot on their own family. And they act as if they're generous, they're giving it outside. This is not generosity. You spend on your family, you keep your family happy. You give them a good life as long as it's in accordance to Sharia. But even that with good intention is also sadaqah. You'll also be rewarded for that too. And yes, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Coming back to our topic, the three brothers, the family will leave you in your grave. You'll be lucky for your children to come to you once a week. But even if your children do come to you once a week, then how long will they come to you once a week? Maybe a few months, a year, 2 years maybe, 5 years maybe. But after 5 years, not many people, and there are some, mashallah, but again, they're the ones who are fortunate. They're the ones who have understood the teachings of religion, the deen. They've been taught about the deen that we should visit our parents' graves. So if you have taught your children this, then, you know, on Fridays, they will visit the graves. But then the question is that even if they are good, even if they do visit their parents' graves every Friday, let's say for the rest of their life, they visit their parents' graves every Friday. How many years is that? 50 years, 60 years? Let's just say they live to 100. You're lucky if they're living to 100. Tell me, will your grandchildren also come every Friday to your grave? They may do. What, another 50 years? 60, 70 years? Even 100 years? Let's just say even 200 years altogether. Your children and grandchildren. Your great-grandchildren will never come. Is it just a reality? Your great-grandchildren will never come. Which means that you truly will be alone in your grave. There will be nobody to come do dua for you. You may be lucky to have, you know, one scholarly person who's doing dua for everybody. You may be lucky, you may be lucky in that a fortunate person, a alim, a scholar, walks through the village, and it said when a scholar walks through the village, then even the people of that village, the graveyard, their punishment is raised for 40 days. But generally, after this, you will be completely alone. There will be nobody to help you. There will be nobody to help you. So now tell me, who can help you? The one who can help you is that third brother, the one who said he will always remain with you even in your grave. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this third brother is your actions, your a'mal. Your a'mal will go with you into your grave. If you had committed a sin, if you are to be punished when you were to be reciting the Quran, Surah Mulk every single night, then that Surah Mulk will take a form and it will protect you from punishment. If punishment was to come from one side, it will protect you. It will act as a shield, as a barrier. Your recitation of the Quran will help you in the grave. Your salah will help you in the grave. All of these good actions you perform, these will help and aid you in your grave. So now, what's the best of wealth? Our family we must honor and respect. Our wealth we need to earn in order to continue living. To continue living, Allahu Akbar, to continue living. But they have their limitations. For the family, the limitations are respect, honor them, fulfill their rights, never commit haram for them. Never displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please them. The wealth, earn it, but even the wealth itself, how are you going to earn it? Make sure when you earn is by a halal means and not a haram means. And the third, your a'mal, your actions. It is these that will go with you in your grave, my dear viewers. So these we need good actions. Good actions. We need to perform as many good actions as possible. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, each and every single day we have a daily hadith sharif. Let's listen to this daily hadith sharif and then we'll speak a little more about those who are fortunate. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala an أن رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه has narrated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, the strong man is not the one who can wrestle, rather the strong man is the one who can control himself when he is in a rage of fit, when he is angry. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt this is a very testing moment when one becomes angry, especially for those who become easily provoked and tend to get angry over small things. But through practice and patience, one is eventually able to control his anger. We will have heard many ways and techniques and strategies how to dispel anger, but today I bring you another beautiful way, another beautiful tactic to keep ourselves controlled and composed in the state of anger. And that is by remembering the instruction, remembering the advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful and simple advice it is, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be advised. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, advise me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تغضب, do not become angry. So the man, he asked the question again and again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept replying, لا تغضب, لا تغضب, do not get angry, do not become furious. Subhanallah, if only this advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to our mind when we are also angry, then surely it will aid us in putting off our anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to always safeguard ourselves from committing sins. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Let's ask our guest Abdul Hanan. I'm, you know, distorting many words these days. How are you? I hope you're well and in the best of health.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Shabazz bhai?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah. But Abdul Hanan bhai, today's topic, today we are speaking about those people who are fortunate. What would you say about who are those who are fortunate?
MashaAllah, first of all, you know, if you can say that we as human beings are fortunate, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us
Allah.
He's not made us amongst the animals or the others in this way. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, you know, the animals or other things probably won't have that ability, that much which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We can hear, we can see, we can touch, we can feel, we can taste. So many things, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. So to be honest with you, it's such a big topic that I don't know where to start and where to end.
In fact, Abdul Hanan, something just come to mind, mashallah. You've mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst the humans, and the humans are the, you know, the best. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the humans are known as the Ashraful Makhluqat, the most noble of the creation, the humankind. So yes, this is a blessing. But my dear viewers, another difference between the human and the animals is that humans are able to control their desires and animals are not. Whatever the desire of an animal is, an animal will do. Whatever the desire of any animal is, the animal will do. There's nothing you can do to stop that. You can't change, you can't teach the animal, you can't give a dars, give a lecture to the animal. It's not going to comprehend anything. If we are all become enslaved by our desires, that whatever we desire we do, whatever we wish we do, then the question is, what's the difference between us and the animals, my dear viewers? Then there would be no difference. What do you think, Abdul Hanan bhai?
No doubt. And Shabazz bhai, on top of that, Alhamdulillah, you know, being from the humans and then being from the best of nations, this is also something, one of the greatest fortunate of us, being Muslims and being from the nation of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. You know, the previous nations, they wanted to be from this, you know, the Anbiya, they wanted to be from the nation of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So this being fortunate in this way that we are from the best of nations, the nation of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, this is again a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we are humans. Does that mean we are fortunate, Abdul Hanan bhai?
Alhamdulillah. You see, if it all depends the view you look at things. And being fortunate, a person can have nothing, and he can think himself to be fortunate. It's all into the mind sometimes as well, Shabazz bhai. You know, like you'll find that a person doesn't have a house, a person doesn't have clothes to wear, but he has only one pair of shoes or whatever. And he might consider himself fortunate. Why? Because he might see someone who might be in a worse state. And, you know, but if that person has the right mind, he could think that this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, okay, I don't have a house, I don't have clothes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me limbs. I can move about, I can speak, I can see. There might be people who can't speak, there might be people who can't see. And, you know, It's all in the mind. So sometimes we start to moan and groan and start to think that, you know, we haven't got this, we haven't got this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so much.
Abdul Hanan, but you're tackling it from a way of, you know, ni'mah's blessings. Yes, you know, we have all been blessed and in this way we are fortunate. But what's the best fortune? Undoubtedly, the greatest of fortunes is Iman, is it not?
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you know, you're talking about fortunate, you know, Shaitan came to him at the time of death and said, you know, you're successful. And, you know, basically you're fortunate. He said, not yet, not yet. not until I leave the dunya, I leave the world in the state of iman.
Allah, subhanallah. Adi, this was our respect, Abdul Hanan, by Jazakallahu Khaira. Let's move on to, let's listen to a kalam, inshallah, another kalam, actually. Let's listen to another one, inshallah, and then we shall return. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
بخت خفتان مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا بخت خفتان مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا چشم و دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے آہ قسمت آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا ہائے تقدیر کے طیبہ مجھے جانے نہ دیا اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے نہ دیا تپش دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے نہ دیا تیرا میرے دل سے تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا چشم و دل سینے کلیجے بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی، عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا، عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا، مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا، میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا، چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری، اور چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری، رنگ اپنا ابھی جم نے شعرا نے نہ دیا، رنگ اپنا ابھی جم نے شعرا نے نہ دیا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Mundan Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine, and really just a beautiful Naat Sharif. سب سے اولا ہو اعلی ہمارا نبی. Honestly, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I always say this, some people may be thinking, you always say this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind. And some people may be thinking, you know, that's his favorite sentence. I know what he's going to say now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind. And even as I was saying now, I was just thinking this to myself, that I'm always saying this, but alhamdulillah, honestly, alhamdulillah, I'm saying it, and alhamdulillah that I am saying it. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of mankind. I keep saying he's the greatest of mankind. He is the greatest of mankind. Whether I say it or not does not affect the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no doubt about it, he's the greatest. But alhamdulillah, I'm able to say this. We're able to praise the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the mahal of Dawat-e Islamic, really. Really, I am so fortunate myself that although I may not be the best of people, nowhere near to, never mind the best of people, my dear viewers, but alhamdulillah, I'm able to just say these little things. And remember, one of the questions of the grave is, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, that what did he used to say about this man? And he said that we will be shown the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what do we say about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That he's the greatest of mankind. Really, inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that when we are in our graves, when we are asked this question, what did you say about this man, about this person? May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability at that time in our graves to say that, yes, I used to say he was the greatest of mankind. He was the peace of our hearts and minds. He's the most generous and kind. Wouldn't you be excited to say that? Allahu Akbar. But if it was so much more to be said, but sadly, time has got the better of us as usual. But don't forget, inshallah, we shall be back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.